Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Obviously, with everything going on, it was a real difficult decision for me to actually even stay in the book of Ephesians, but I felt that where we were for this morning was really suitable. And so I stayed there this morning. We'll see what the Lord does. Maybe we'll move out of it next week. And just really let me pray and see God for just what He wants to say specifically to you, so that we can get through this time speedily. Amen. And you know, I heard President Trump say yesterday, I believe it was, that because of this malaria drug that they have, plus the Zithromax combination, he actually said this. He said, let's pray that God would give us a miracle, something to that effect. And so we agree in the name of Jesus that this would be a miracle answer, Father, that you would just provide a miracle answer. Can you imagine if they can find a way to bring this thing to zero, we can get back to life as normal. And so we are trusting God for that. Also remember, church, that we are moving now towards the Passover time. Listen, in the Passover time, the first Passover, they would put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts. And when the angel of death came past them, past those doorposts, there was nobody killed. You need to know that the blood of Jesus is surrounds you. There's no mistake. It's this time right now that in the calendar right now where we celebrate the Passover. And we know throughout the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, that this is the time of year. We are right on the doorstep. And let us not forget that we have the blood of the Lamb that protects us, that seals us, and that will get us through this. We also, just as I prayed just a minute ago, the Marines have got a family member, a cousin that's in Barcelona in Spain that has contracted the virus. But as I said, in the name of Jesus, that virus will go and healing will come. And also we pray for supernatural divine intervention and a touch of God that your cousin will be saved, that your cousin will encounter the Lord, and that they will give praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We also pray for Sarah, the cousin of the Bambergs. In the name of Jesus, we pray for you, Sarah, right now, that you would be healed, that you would be touched in your body. And we give you thanks and praise, Father, for it right now, in Jesus' precious name. Now, I'm so thankful to the band that you guys will stay up with me. Ben, don't you go anywhere, my boy. Thank you so much. So, what I want to do this evening is, you know, there was something I shared with you this morning about how the Bible says this. Let me read it to you real quick, and we'll get into the message. We'll see what the Lord wants to do. But I really want to minister to you this evening in your homes. I don't just want to give you a word. I want to minister to you. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to touch you right there in your household. Tonight, when I was praying this afternoon, and the presence of God really came over me while I was praying before the service, and I felt like the Lord saying, I'm going to minister to your people, to my people. I'm going to minister to my people this evening. So, Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that this word would strengthen and encourage them. Father, that it would be a lamp unto their feet, that they would see clearly everything that they need to see, Father, to get them through this. I pray for every business owner. I pray, I think even of Dino right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you would strengthen him and his business. Father, that there will be no damage. I think of all those that have restaurants and all those that have, that our businesses are closed right now. I pray, Lord, that you touch them now, that you provide supernaturally. Father, we live by your economy. We trust your word, Father. You will protect us. You provided supernaturally in the days of old, and you will provide supernaturally now. And so we give you thanks and praise and all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm going to preach it like you right here. I'm going to preach it like this place is packed. I'm going to preach it like you're just busy receiving it now. In the name that is above every name. I don't care what anybody says or what anybody thinks. If you can take it by faith, that's yours. In Jesus' name, I declare it and decree it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, take your seats, take your seats. Amen. All five of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now remember, Ephesians 1:17 says this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, We need our eyes to go open, especially at a time like this, that we would begin to see and understand who it is that we serve and what it is that He has already provided for us. You need to know that no matter what comes against you, no matter what you face right now, you can overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. So in the name of Jesus, I want you to know that He will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. In fact, I want to say this to you right now. I prophesy to you in the name that is above every name that He will open your eyes, even in this night, and that you will begin to see and hear and understand the things that God has prepared for you long before you were formed, long before you were even born, for such a time as this, and you will overcome it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Now, in a time like this, when there is fear, when there is all kinds of suggestion. Listen, many people, even in our church, are busy watching CNN and Fox News instead of tuning into church. And I want to tell you that right now we need to be strengthened. We need the Word of God to encourage us. Listen to what the Bible says right now to you. Isaiah 41, verse number 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 56, verse number 3. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Church, I want you to think about this. The song that we sang, I shared with you a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, but very recently I shared with you how I would take these songs when I was very afraid, when I was going through stress. Who knew we would be where we are right now? And I would begin to sing these songs. I would sing these psalms, these promises, declarations that God has put in His Word for us to know that when we're afraid, we can trust in Him. That there are songs of deliverance, psalms and proverbs and promises, deliverance that will come to us through the Word of God that is your portion. So you can trust Him. Whenever you're afraid, you can trust Him. Mark 5:36 says this. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, He said to the rulers of the synagogue, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Only believe. Only believe what? Only believe who He is. Only believe what He's done. Only believe the promises so that God will open your eyes and that you will begin to see who the Christ really is, what He's really done, like He's here with you now, like He's a shield, like He's a protector, like He is, His wings are covering you and sheltering you. You will get through everything that comes your way. You're not even here and I'm spitting all over the place. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 41 verse 13, I want to give you some scriptures and then I'm going to go into a passage which will hopefully unlock this for you, and then we're going to prophesy. We're going to prophesy and we're going to declare to this virus tonight that it has no place in Vero Beach, that it has no place in Indian River County, that it has no place in our great nation, the United States of America, in the name that is above every name. Why? Why should we do that? I'll tell you why. Because my Bible says that He has given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. When you study the Word of God, you will find out that serpents and scorpions is not snakes and little scorpions. We're talking about forces of darkness. And I want to declare to you tonight that the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against scorpions and serpents. And we will come against you in Jesus' name. And we will prophesy to the breath tonight in this place, in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse number 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Now watch. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's a promise, guys. That's a promise right there. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. In other words, listen, I shared with you that it's in the Spirit, it's in the Holy Spirit that we are sealed, that we can have access to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. The currency, the transaction, the communication, the way that it flows is in prayer. It's when you're in prayer. Listen, many of you right now don't feel like praying. It's hard to pray when everything's going chaotic. All you want to do is watch CNN and NBC, and most of us watch the other channel. And there's nothing wrong. Be informed. But turn it off. Turn it off and open your Bible. Look what God has to say to you. Get into prayer. Spend time in His presence. Spend time in His presence, singing songs and worship to Him. And He will begin to speak to you, and He'll begin to show you things, and He will give you an assurance. Amen. All right. I'm not almost done. 2 Timothy 1, verse number 7. Listen, you're not here. We'll go on. Is that okay? Right there in your living room. You never thought you'd watch church in bed. Amen. But here you are. All right. 2 Timothy 1, verse number 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Amen. Psalm 27, verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Or of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though the army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may raise against me, in this I will be confident. It's the Lord that will get you through everything. You don't have to be afraid. Are you starting to see it? Listen, this is what I'm talking about. As you begin to see that there are promises after promises, that the Lord is a deliverer, that He will protect you, that you don't have to fear, your heart begins to increase in the area of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Then what begins to happen is your eyes begin to see what you could not see before, because you see, your mind is so focused. Our minds are so focused on what's going on around us. No toilet paper. No milk. Publix had no milk. No toilet paper, no milk. The aisles are empty, and you can get so caught up in it. It's really not funny. You can get so caught up in it. But God will deliver you. He will protect you. He will not let you go hungry. He'll get you through this. Your business will be open sooner than you think. And you'll have an abundance, an influx, an overflow in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you are a kid's king. You're a king. You're a kid of the King. You are a king of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the Jesus that you serve. Amen. All right. Now, let's go to Luke 24. Verse number 13. Luke 24, verse 13. I want to share with you a story that many of you know, but hopefully I can give you a little bit of a different perspective on this tonight. I want you to kind of imagine what it must have been like to be one of the disciples or followers of Jesus after He had been crucified. You know, you talk about being shaken. You think He's the Messiah. You think He's going to protect you. You think He's going to deliver you. You think He's going to get you through it. And suddenly, it seems like He's dead. And there were two characters, two guys that must have been disciples of His. One of those that followed Him around and that were with Him, that were on the road to Emmaus. And I want to read you the story and show you something very powerful this evening. Luke 24, verse number 3. This is what it says. Now behold, two of them were traveling. Two of who? Two disciples were traveling that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And so it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now watch. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. Can I challenge you tonight? You may not feel like he's with you, but maybe you just can't see it. Maybe you just can't recognize what he's already done for you and what's already available to you right now. And so Jesus is with them, and the Bible says that their eyes were restrained. In other words, they could not see who he was. They did not recognize him. They did not recognize that this was the Christ, this was the Savior. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk, listen to this, and are sad? You see, oftentimes when things go wrong, when things are happening around us, we get into conversations. It affects our minds. It affects our thoughts. It affects our conversations. We get sad, right? We get sad. We get concerned. We get worried. We get filled with fear. And when we do that, I want you to recognize these guys knew the Lord. But now he's with them, and because of their conversation and what's going on with them, they cannot see. They cannot see the one standing right beside them. The one that they knew, the one that they conversed with. How do we know this? Because they go and have a conversation with the disciples. You'll see it in just a bit. They couldn't see who he was. So Jesus said to them, what kind of conversation is this? And that you said, and I can just picture him in his heart, you know, I can't say what he said, but like, man, if only you knew. And I feel like that's what he's saying to you and I right now. If only you knew. If only you knew what I've done. If only you know what's available to you. If only you knew, you would believe. You would believe every promise. You would believe every word. Let faith arise in you, church, this evening in this place. Right there where you are, let faith arise because you know him. You know him. You know when he saved you, when he took you out of darkness into light. You know when he saved you, when you thought it would be impossible, and he took you out of that situation and he got you to where you are right now. Many of you have been touched by him. Many of you have been saved, delivered. You've watched your family members get saved. That's the God you serve. The same God that took you out of darkness, that's the same God that will provide for you right now. In everything you're going through right now. Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days? You see, this is so profound to me because it's exactly like it is right now. Have you not heard about the coronavirus? Don't you know what's going on? Don't you know that we're in trouble? Don't you know? Don't you know? Well, I want to say to you this evening, yes, I'm well aware of everything that's going on. But I want to say to you, don't you know the Jesus I serve? Don't you know the promises in his word? Don't you know what he said he would do? Don't you know that he will protect me? Don't you know that he'll protect my family? Don't you know that he'll get us to the other side faster than you think? In Jesus' name. Man, this is so prophetic. And he, Jesus now, said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping, oh my, that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. In other words, it's the third day. We heard about a resurrection. Nothing's happening. and nothing has changed. It still seems to be the same. Things still seem to be dark. Things still seem to be like we're not going to see the other side of this. Amen. They believed he would be the Messiah. They believed he would be the one that would deliver them. But in this moment, when they were uncertain, they had lost hope. And then in verse 22, it says, yes, and a certain woman in our company who arrived at the tomb earlier astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. But remember, they've said that he was alive, but but they were still sad. Can I prophesy to you and say and declare to you tonight that Jesus is alive, that he's no longer in the grave? Can I say to you and dare say to you right now that he will get you through this? Listen, 10,000 may fall at your one side. 1,000 may fall at your other side, but it will not come near you. You and your house, they will be saved. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Can I say it to you right now? Will you believe it in the name that is above every name? Jesus is alive. But they were sad, remember? Even though they heard this news, they did not believe. And a certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said. But him they did not see. Then he said to them, just look at this. Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Church, I want to say to you this evening, the prophets did not only speak about his resurrection, they also spoke about promises that you would have, that have come to pass already in your lifetime as you know it. God has delivered you. God has had his hand on you. And so I say to you now, just like this, David too was a prophet when he spoke in Psalm 21, in Psalm 91, when we see Psalms and the different prophets and the different poets and Isaiah the prophet and the different things that were declared and decreed that would be your portion. Don't lose heart. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on right now, don't lose heart. Look at what he says. Now he begins to open their eyes and he begins to speak to them. You see, this is so powerful because you need to understand that it's when you begin to seek, when you begin to be with him, when you spend time with Jesus, what begins to happen is he begins to open your eyes. Paul said to the church in Ephesus, he says, I do not cease to give thanks for you. I do not cease. I keep on praying and I ask God that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you will begin to understand who he is, that your eyes will go open. Now these disciples who have walked with Jesus before, now they've grown, their eyes have grown dim. They cannot see because the sadness and the things of this world have begun to affect them so much. And you can understand how they must have felt. Now Jesus begins to open up the scriptures to them. He begins to show them what the prophets declared. He begins to show them and say things to them that had already been declared. And now something's about to change. Watch this now. I'll have revival all on my own. Amen. I hope you're all going, oh no, Pastor Alex, me too. Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then he drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us. When you tell the Lord, when you make a decision and say, Father, abide in me, abide with me. I want to abide in your presence. I trust you. I want to stay with you just a little more, Father. Just a little longer, Lord. I want to stay with you. I'm going to stick with you. I'm not going to worry about the stuff of the world. I'm staying with you right now. I want you to know that something happens. abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Now watch. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Listen, when you begin to spend time and you begin to abide in the Lord, when you begin to spend time and he begins to unfold and unlock the things that are already available to you in his word, your eyes will go open. And when your eyes go open, that's not the only thing that changes. Your heart changes too. Look at what the Bible says in verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? I want to say to you this evening, church, you need to know. And I ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every person watching under the sound of my voice, that their hearts will burn tonight. Father, that you will once again remind them who the Christ is, the one who died and rose again and lives and has his being and lives inside every one of us. And so I pray, Father, tonight that we will see every promise, for you created us and you formed us long before we were even born. You knew us for such a time as this. And Father, I pray that we will see and we will hear and we will understand your promises and the things that you have said concerning us. For we love you, we praise you, we honor you tonight in this place, Jesus, Son of God, Holy Savior, King of Kings. You are our God. You are our Lord. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And right now, let's sing this song. Let's sing a song to him. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Let's sing to him the way we know him, as he revealed himself, as he revealed himself to those disciples. So I declare to you tonight that he will reveal himself to you. He's no longer in the grave. He rose from the dead and he lives with you. He lives in you and he is the Lion. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, let's sing it tonight in this place.
I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on the cross. He didn't stay in the grave.
Like it was with the prophet in that day, where the Lord said to him, now son of man, prophesy to the breath, speak to the fear. I come against fear now in the name of Jesus. Now in Jesus' name, now we prophesy. I'm not afraid of the lion's den. I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not afraid of the 666, and I'm not afraid of corona. I'm not afraid of the lion's den. I'm not afraid of the fire.
not afraid of a 666, and I'm not afraid of Corona. I'm not afraid of the lion's den. I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not afraid of the 666, and I'm not afraid of Corona. I'm not afraid of the lion's den. I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not afraid of the 666, and I'm not afraid of Corona.
One more time.
I'm not afraid of the lion's den. I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not afraid of the 666, and I'm not afraid of Corona.
Now give the Lord a shout.
Yeah!
Hallelujah! You'll get us through it, Lord. You'll get us through it, Lord. Yeah! Yeah! Just lift your hands right there where you are. Right there in your house. The presence of God is with us now. Holy Spirit, I ask right now that you strengthen every person, that you anoint every person, that the blood covers every person in the name that is above every name. We give you thanks, we give you praise, that no plague shall come near our dwelling, that our businesses will be safe, that you'll protect our employees, that you'll cover us. We pray for our county right now. We ask, Father, every case that has been already declared, Father, protect them. We come against death now in Jesus' name, and we break your power. We pray for our nation right now in the name that is above every name. We ask, Father, that you will give our scientists strategy and plans. Father, that you will bring an end to this virus faster than we could possibly imagine. In the name of Jesus, we also lift up our president and the task force that has been empowered to take a hold of this thing. Strengthen them now, Lord. Equip them now. Empower them now. Protect them now. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, Father. Oh, Father, we worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for there is none like you. There is none like you, Father, right there where they are in their homes. You are their assurance. You are their strong tower. And Father, you will deliver us from this thing. This invisible enemy, I speak to you now. In the name of Jesus, we break your power. The plan that has been sent out, it will not achieve that it has been sent out to do. For we stand as the bride of Christ, equipped and empowered in the name that is above every name. And with authority and power, we command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Let's give the Lord one more shout. One more shout right there where you are. Give him a shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 And so, Father, I pray right now for everyone watching. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus, that you are everything in our lives that you said you would be. Holy Spirit, I love you. We love you. We thank you that you lead us and guide us and teach us always. Oh, the presence of God is so strong in this place. Just deliver them, Lord. Let there be a peace that surpasses understanding. And we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Spirit will be with every one of you, church, in the name that is above every name. Be at peace and know that He is God and He's got you. Amen. Amen. I just want to say to you this evening, we have had church tonight. We love you, church. And I can tell you now that God is going to answer our prayer. And right there in your home, I just bless you in the name that is above every name. Stay connected this week as we continue forward. We're going to pray. Wednesday morning, we'll be at 6 a.m. We'll be praying. By next weekend, by next week Sunday, if we haven't seen a change, I'm going to declare fast for the church. We'll go into a time of fasting and intense prayer. We're going to trust God. We're going to rely on Him, not on the arm of the flesh. We rely on the Spirit to be our deliverer. The name that is above every name will be the one that delivers us. So watch the Facebook page. Stay close and connected to us on YouTube. God bless you. We love you. I don't even want to say goodbye, but we will see you soon in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.